This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 4th of November. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Fisher, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sol, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Shannon 978, expected Portland 982 by 1800 on Monday. Low, Solway Firth 980, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, easterly backing northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Viking, showers good. South Utsira, east 40s. Easterly or northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally 6 in north, rain good, occasionally poor. West 40s, Cromarty 4th, easterly 5 to 7, backing northeasterly 6 to gale 8, rain or showers good, occasionally poor. Tyne Dogger, easterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in north, rain or showers good, occasionally poor. Fisher, east or northeast 7 to severe gale 9, rain poor. German Bite, cyclonic becoming east later 5 to 7, decreasing 4 at times, rain good, occasionally poor. Humber, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers good. Thames, Dover, White, southwest becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 except in Thames, thundery showers good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, southwest becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, thundery showers good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west 7 to severe gale 9, thundery showers good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, perhaps gale 8 later in north, showers mainly good. Fitzroy, Sol, west veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, thundery showers moderate, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, northeast Fastnet, westerly becoming cyclonic then northerly later 5 to 7, thundery showers good, occasionally moderate. Southwest Fastnet, westerly veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, thundery showers good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, cyclonic 4 to 6 becoming northeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, thundery showers good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, northwest 6 to gale 8, thundery showers good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Northwesterly at first in South Rockall, otherwise northeasterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 except in Fair Isle. Showers good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, then becoming variable 3 later in northwest. Showers good. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast by east 3, 13 miles, 982, rising more slowly. Stornoway, northeast by east 6, 16 miles, 987, rising more slowly. Lerwick, east northeast 5, more than 38 miles, 993, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, east northeast 6, recent rain, 6 miles, 988, rising slowly. Aberdeen, east 3, recent rain, 4 miles, 984, rising more slowly. Lucas, east by north 3, 11 miles, 983, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 1, 981, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, more than 27 miles, 985, now falling. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest 6, 11 miles, 986, now falling. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 4, 984, falling slowly. Jersey, southwest 4, slight rain, 6 miles, 986, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 11 miles, 984, falling. Scilly Automatic, west 5, 7 miles, 985, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west by south 5, 16 miles, 980, falling. Aberporth, south by east 3, slight showers, 7 miles, 980, falling slowly. Valley, south 4, recent rain, 16 miles, 979, falling more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by south 2, 7 miles, 980, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west 2, slight showers, 19 miles, 979, falling. Ronald's Way, north by east 2, 11 miles, 979, falling slowly. Malin Head, east northeast 5, 9 miles, 980, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, east by north 5, 16 miles, 979, falling more slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, an area of low pressure currently centred over Ireland, will drift southeastwards to lie across northern France by Tuesday morning. This low will bring unsettled weather to all parts, with gales in places. A cold will then develop across the United Kingdom by late Tuesday, bringing a brief, quieter interlude. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East, backing northeast, 5 to 7. Occasionally rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in south. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Easterly, 4 to 6, backing northeasterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later in north. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. Easterly, backing northeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later in north. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast, backing north or northeast later, 3 to 5, showers, mainly good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic, 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times. Occasional rain or thundery showers, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times. Occasional rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, becoming cyclonic later, 5 to 7, decreasing 4 at times. Occasional rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic, then northerly later, 5 to 7. Perhaps gale 8 for a time in west. Showers, occasionally thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, becoming cyclonic, then north later, 4 to 6. Showers, occasionally thundery, good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Cyclonic, mainly southwesterly at first, 3 to 5, becoming northeasterly 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming northeasterly 4 to 6, then backing northerly 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in north. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, variable 3 or less, becoming east 4 or 5, then backing north or northeast 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Loch, Variable 3 or 4 at first in south, otherwise northeasterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain or showers, good occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, backing northeasterly 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time, showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeast 6 or 7, showers, occasional rain in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. And finally, Shetland Isles. Northeast 5 to 7, occasional rain at first in south, good, occasionally moderate at first in south. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And as ever, wraps things up for us here at BBC Radio 4. My name is Vijay Alice from all of us here at Broadcasting House in London. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
I'm Sue Ping Chan and this is World Business Report on the BBC World Service. It's the start of a new business week in Asia and for the next half hour, we'll be bringing you all the latest news from around the globe. The most profitable company in the world, all-giant Saudi Aramco, is to sell shares on the stock market for the first time. But will the kingdom secure a $2 trillion valuation? We'll delve into the problems facing South Africa's economy. And did you know the original Blade Runner film was set in November 2019? We hear what director Ridley Scott got right about today's world.
One thing is about the idea about who's in charge, which I think has got it pretty spot on nowadays. You know, we're increasingly worried about large corporations and the control they have over our everyday lives.
That's all coming up after a bulletin of the latest world news.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. A traffic restriction scheme comes into effect on Monday in the Indian capital Delhi as the authorities grapple with the worst air pollution the city has experienced for 3 years. Kat Wiener has more details.
From this morning, car drivers will only be allowed into the capital on odd or even dates, according to the final digit of their car number plate. It's only the third time such a measure has been introduced in India, reflecting the city authorities' desperate battle against the all-pervasive toxic smog that has seen flights cancelled, schools closed, and residents urged to remain indoors. Women driving alone, with other women, or with children aged under 12 will be exempt from the scheme, which runs until the 15th of November.
The governor of the U.S. state of California, Gavin Newsom, has reacted angrily to tweets by President Trump blaming him for the recent wildfires and threatening to withhold federal aid. Chris Buckler reports from Washington.
Over the last couple of weeks alone, wildfires have spread across close to 100,000 acres of land in California, and there have been several other large and destructive blazes in recent years. Donald Trump says California's Governor Gavin Newsom needs to take some responsibility for the fires and has accused him of doing a terrible job of forest management. The president also indicated that his administration was no longer prepared to offer federal financial help to the state. Mr. Newsom responded on Twitter by saying that Mr. Trump didn't believe in climate change and was therefore excused from the conversation about how to prevent the fires.
A Norway-based shipping company says 9 of its employees have been abducted from one of its vessels while it was moored off the coast of Benin in West Africa. Details from David Bamford.
A statement issued by the company in Norway said the cargo ship, the Bonita, was attacked by pirates 15 kilometres off the West African coast. They took away nine